Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that one in four honest, hardworking, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
What's up, Oos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, maybe, just maybe, the ghostly figures aren't the only ones who need to leave.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
It sure is, and thank you very much for listening. So if you have a real ghost story, call it in, and then we can talk about your story. It's 855-853-4802. You can also write it in. Go to realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to be a premium subscriber, that's up to you. You get no commercials, advanced episodes, access to thousands and thousands of episodes in the archive. You could sign up through Apple Podcasts, try it for 3 days free. You can sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes, and Kathy Gordon, my sister, is here today.
I am.
So it's kind of an interesting thought. You know, sometimes maybe the ghosts aren't the ones who need to leave. Maybe it's you.
I have had company I wish would leave.
Isn't that the truth?
You know, when you have that, and God bless them, you know, you have people over and they just don't know when, like, they don't get the cues that this thing has wrapped up and everybody is exhausted and I just want to go to bed.
Yeah. And even you go, oh, Bill, I am so tired. I've got to go to bed, and that has nothing to do with you. So you need to get in your car and leave.
Like, people who just don't know when to leave, I think, you know, I get that.
We have all had those parties before, like, oh, whoa.
I know. And it's always the most boring person in the world that ends up staying. Mm-hmm. They were boring to begin with, you know, and they end up staying, and I'm just trying to stay awake.
It doesn't happen like it used to. I think as you get older, you pick up on the social cues. It's like, and you're old. And so it's like, oh, man, I am so done. I'm going to go to the party. I am toast, you know. I didn't get to sleep till midnight. So
I'm going to the party.
I want to be home by 8.
And I'm looking around going, gee, it's 7:30. Oh, my goodness, guys. I got to get home.
Because like
by the time I let the dog out, it's going to be 8.
We went to a drag show recently. There was a group of us. And I'm like, oh, my God, what is going on with this drag show? It starts at 8 p.m. That's like senior citizen time for drag shows. Like, I can't tell you the last time I heard of a drag show that starts at 8. And I'm like, let's go. And my friend goes, yeah, but what time does it start? 8. It does not. I like, it really does. It's like they're usually scheduled for 10, but they don't get started till 10:30 to 11. I was like, no, my God, I feel like this is the senior citizen special time.
Oh, my God. A while back, Jamie Lee Curtis did a tweet, and it was something to the effect of she wanted to go see, I think it was Coldplay. And she goes, but like, I no way I can be there at 8 o'clock at night. She goes, why can't we start having concerts like at 1 or 2 in the afternoon? And I'm like, yeah, man, that would be a great idea.
Because by the time Coldplay comes on, it's like 9:45, you know, exactly. And then they're done at 11 o'clock.
Yeah. And that's like, whoa, that's way too late.
Let's jump in here. It says, it all began when I was 10 years old. Growing up in a Mexican-American household meant my family was always together. We had parties that lasted until dawn. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Those were the days. Filled with laughter and love. Back then, it was safe to leave the screen door open all night. So I would often sleep in the living room after everyone else had gone to bed. One night, I woke up and saw a shadow figure pacing on our small front porch. What made it especially odd was that there was a window beside the porch where you'd normally have to step down about a foot and a half, but this shadow never changed height. It glided straight across, and I just knew in my heart that it was something out of the ordinary. Now I'm 50, and those strange occurrences never stopped. Doors open by themselves, a sudden cool breeze brushes past me, and shadowy figures still appear. I recently told my family about my abilities, and they reassured me that everything was okay because they, too, had felt and seen things in our home. I moved out not long ago, hoping things would calm down, but one beautiful autumn afternoon in Texas, as I was washing dishes, I heard the living room door open, so I called out, "Hey, come on in, I've got snacks on the table," expecting my sister, who was supposed to visit. So when I went to greet her, no one was there, not a soul. I just sighed and went back to my day, realizing once again that it's not about the house, it's about me. Even though these moments catch me off guard, I don't feel fear or negativity. I've come to see it as just sort of a blessing, a special energy. Sharing my story took a lot of courage, and I was so relieved to find your show. Knowing there are others out there who understand makes me feel less alone. I've been listening for about 2 years now, and it feels like being part of a family. Oh, that's sweet. I plan on using my abilities to help others by sharing my experiences, both past and present and ongoing. Thank you for giving me the space to talk about this. I'm no longer ashamed or afraid, and I'm grateful to have found a community that embraces these gifts. Blessings to you all. That's so sweet.
That really is.
You know, but that's so true. It's like, it's hard to share those. We talk about that all the time. It's hard to share experiences with just anybody because you feel like you're going to get judged. And you do half the time.
You do. You do get judged. And, you know, and sometimes people are cool with it and fine. And sometimes you find people that are like, oh, me too. You know, I totally get you. But other times you get the eye rolls. People are just like, oh, yeah, sure, right, you know, and they just shrug you off. I always say those are the people that haven't had an experience. And when they do, that will change. But until then, they, you know, have that kind of holier-than-thou attitude that there's something wrong with us, you know.
Yeah.
But there's a couple things that I thought were interesting in this one. And one is that this one doesn't get brought up enough on the show, and that's the cool breeze.
Yeah. Yeah, I think a lot of us have felt that before and then been like, what was that? That was weird. And then that's it. That's all you think about it.
And it just kind of goes through you, and it was just out of the blue kind of just cool all of a sudden. And you know it wasn't quite right. and we haven't had that one pop up too much on the show, but I know exactly what they're talking about here. I am glad they don't feel fear or negativity. Now, my idea on that is it's because whatever there is a spirit there to protect them, that is there with them, helping maybe guide them, you know, that kind of thing. Because I myself have that happen quite a bit. And I've always felt like it was something put here or is sort of somewhat attached to me. And that's why they said, you know, it wasn't the house. I moved and it happened. And you know me, I'm the same way. It doesn't matter where I go. Things are going to happen to me because I feel like there is this thing that I want to call it like my guardian angel or something that, you know, I mean, I don't see it all the time, but just on an occasion, something will happen. A shadow will cross or, you know, like the cool breeze or this or, you know, some maybe it's the door opening and shutting or something. But I don't necessarily feel afraid because I kind of know it's that. But with that said, there are different things that aren't related to that that do give me pause or frighten me or feel negative.
And it doesn't right? sound like she's
I think there's
feeling
different things.
That. Yeah, whatever's going on with her, she said, I don't feel fear or negativity.
And that's why I feel like it's something of a positive, like maybe a protector or something like that, that she is sensing or that makes itself apparent every now and then. And so this is great. I mean, I think this is really good news. Not to say because it appears that they're sensitive, they may run into it again. You know, they may run into something else is what I'm saying. You know, that isn't quite as positive as that. It could happen.
I think so, too.
You know, because they are sensitive.
But I also think, you know, if you're aware that you are sensitive and if you go into an environment where you're not used to being and you walk in and you get that feeling, then, you know, be on guard, you know, in that environment.
Right.
I just think a lot of it is listening to your inner voice, your feelings, paying attention to that intuition. Because really, intuition is truly a premonition. It's like a little spidey sense going off. And we just kind of ignore it. But so when you think about it, we all have some abilities because we've all had intuition kick in.
You know, and there's some really good books about intuition that Malcolm Gladwell has written some really good things. Yeah, I do too. And about intuition and how as people, we just try to override it and say, you know, you get that sense of fear. And then you just tell yourself, oh, stop it. You're
I'm
fine.
Overreacting.
You know, yeah. I'm overreacting. Go ahead and walk through this dark tunnel by yourself at 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, or whatever. It's fine. Nothing's there, whatever. When our gut is telling us that's not true, that you should be afraid, right? We have these, you know, instincts for self-preservation. It's there for a reason. When something isn't right, we sense it and we feel it and we know. And so, you know, I think you're right. I think intuition can be the base of premonition. I think, you know, that can happen. But we're our own biggest enemies when it comes to listening to ourselves. You know, and we do it a lot here. Like, we try to debunk things immediately. Well, could it be this and this and this and this? Well, I suppose, you know. But you and I think, are good about saying, I suppose it could be these other things. But that wasn't what the person was saying.
Right, you know, because they have their own experiences.
They had a truth in them that was feeling something. And you can tell when people write in or call in, especially the callers, when we can hear their voice tell a story, that I think they, you know, they have listened to themselves and they're sharing this with us. But they knew it. Like, we can all just go, well, I guess it was this. I guess it was that. I guess, you know. And when we say that, we go, I guess it was. Yeah. No, we aren't convinced. You know, we're just trying to convince ourselves is what we're doing, you know. But
But anyway. I do think it's good. I do think when it comes to the paranormal, though, it is a good idea to try to look at it objectively.
Yes.
And not just jump into, obviously, that was a demon.
Right. No, and that is true. And there's been times I've thought I was like, well, that was weird, you know. But I don't get the, that scary vibe from it. And I go check it out, and then I go, oh, yeah, sure enough, you know, it's a raccoon in the kitchen sink or whatever. You know, that's pretty scary. But you go, oh, there is a reason for this noise, or there is a reason for this. Yes. But what's weird is my intuition usually already knows that. It knows it's something, you know, that's of this earth, of this realm, right? And when it isn't, it kind of knows that already. It's like I'm walking into that room and I know nothing's there, you know, already before I do. So anyway.
Well, let's go to a caller now.
Hi there. I'm on speakerphone, so hopefully it sounds okay. I've just started listening to your podcast. I love it. So I figured I would call in and share with you an experience, the one and only experience I ever had. It was back in the 80s. I was married. My husband was in the Navy. And he was getting out of the Navy. And so we had already decided to move. We were in Connecticut, and we had decided to move back to where I grew up in Maine. And he was getting out of the Navy, and I came home early, like 2 weeks early, to start a job. And I stayed with my mom and my stepfather, and my grandmother also lived in the house with them. And I had grown up in this house since I was 12. So I was in my early 20s and, you know, coming back. And my mom had like there was this very large, it was a foyer. It was like just the entry area, but it was very big, very nice. And it had a pull out couch. And on the other side of the entryway to the house was a formal living room. And this portion of the house was not an original part of the house. It was a part my mom and my stepfather had built on. And as far as the house goes, I believe it was built in 1950, and the only occupants prior to us was my stepfather's older brother and his wife, who had since died, and we now lived in the house. So I came home early and was staying in my mom's, the entryway in the on the pull-out couch. And I have never been one that could fall asleep easily, even as a child. Even now, I can't fall asleep easily. So we all went to bed. It was probably like 10 o'clock or something like that. And I'm sleeping on the pull-out couch, and I'm facing the door that actually comes into the house. I'm facing that way. And then behind me is a door that goes into the formal living room. So I'm laying there, wide awake, and it had probably been like 10, 15 minutes, and I was wide awake, and I heard this devastating wailing, and it sounded like it was coming from the corner of the living room, which was right next door to me, corner of the living room, and it was devastation. It was like a woman wailing like she had lost her child or something like that. It was just, she was devastated. So my eyes were, I don't think my eyes have ever been as wide. So I'm laying there and I'm listening. And then all of a sudden I hear this angry stomping, and she comes stomping right up to the side of my bed like there was no wall or no door. She just went from the corner of the other room right to the side of my bed. And she sounded so angry, and the way she was walking, I actually braced to be struck, which didn't happen. And I laid there with my eyes wide open, and then finally I just turned around, and there was nothing there. And I switched the light on, and I this was like in the 80s. I can't remember. I don't believe I went and woke my mother up, because I was quite certain of what I've just experienced, and I didn't think she could do anything to help me with that. the next day I told my mom about it, and my mother and my grandmother's family. My mother's from Ireland, and she told me it sounded like a banshee, and I read what a banshee was, and yes, it was. She sounded like a banshee. She was wailing, and it says that they predict like death in the family. So I was left with so many questions. I was worried for my husband, who was still in the Navy in Connecticut. And it stayed with me, and I was worried, but nothing ever happened. No deaths happened in my family of anybody significant that I would have known about. So I don't know why she seemed so angry with me. I had lived in that house since I was 12, and this where I was sleeping was basically a new addition on the house. I had never had an experience like that before, and I never had an experience like that afterwards. But I just wanted to share it because I had never been so scared in my life, and I would love to get your take on it. I'm really enjoying your show. Keep it up, and I hope I get a little airplay and get your feedback. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much for that call, because that was super creepy.
Holy cow.
I wonder, and I hate for her that her mom put the thought of the banshee in her head, and so then she was preparing for death and with having, you know, being away from her husband who's in the military. I hate that she went through that stress.
Uh-huh.
But could it be some kind of weird residual haunting?
Well, I suppose it could, but, you know, it does actually fit the banshee to a T. Like, her mom was absolutely right on that. That's exactly, it's almost by definition of a banshee. Now, does it mean somebody's going to die? Could be. Does it mean somebody's going to die that's associated with you? Maybe not.
Right. Maybe somebody did die that has...
Maybe somebody did die in that neighborhood or in the town or something at about that time. And it just manifested there for some reason. I'm not sure why. Maybe because she was just in tune to it. So it was there for her.
But how terrifying.
God, it does sound like that.
How terrifying to hear something like that. Because...
Well,
I have heard things, but they were real people, like screams right. And, you know, when you don't expect it and crying. Like I live next door to a house that was just horrible. People live there. And when I lived on Erie Street, you remember that house? And the house next door to me, they couldn't keep tenants in it, and just horrible people lived in that house. So you'd always hear things, and there's nothing worse than hearing something like that in the middle of the night because it's terrifying. But to hear something like that and you don't know where it's coming from or how it's happening.
Well, I don't believe I ever have had on this show someone said they braced to be hit.
Yeah.
Like it stomped up to her so severely and so concretely that she thought they were going to haul off and hit her.
But nothing else really in the house. And she said she'd lived in that house.
Yeah, and her mom.
But that was an addition.
And then the mom didn't act like, yeah, we hear that every now and then. That's what almost makes me think that it is something like along the lines of this banshee. Something that was a grieving kind of spirit. Because it might have had something to do with someone else. She just happened in on it.
Oh.
You know, yeah. Or was sensitive to it. And so it was there. But it doesn't feel like it's something associated with that house per se.
But if you're going to this, you know, poor people, you know, this banshee comes along screaming and racing towards you, warning you of death. Well, couldn't they do it in a nicer way? Be like, Carol, I'm really sorry, but you're getting ready to have some bad news. You know, that would be nicer.
That would be nicer, but that's what makes me think that it wasn't her getting the bad news.
But maybe the banshee was
up
like,
there and went, oh, wow, wrong
shit.
Person.
Yeah. Shit.
Oh, God. Ah! Wrong house. Sorry.
It's like, oh, my bad. Oh,
yeah. Bad that, she, not banshee. That'd be my luck. I would be a very bad banshee, you know. I'd be like, oh, shit, you guys. I hit the wrong house again.
I just don't like that. But it's so interesting that that was just it.
I honestly think they're onto something. I think it does have something to do with a grieving spirit. It doesn't mean it's your grief. It just means there was, you know, they were grieving something. I think that's fascinating.
Oh, I would hate to go through that. Mm. So if you have a real ghost story like that one, we'd love to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And you can be a premium subscriber. Get the advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. Sign up through Apple Podcasts. Try it for 3 days free. See what you think. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
When Kohler, global design leader in luxurious kitchen and bath products, asked me to be their ambassador for timeless, elegant, durable cast iron, I said, I'm in. Soon after, I was in their Kohler, Wisconsin foundry, watching molten iron poured, enamel applied by hand, and the beautiful finished pieces ready to ship. Since 1883, Kohler cast iron has been crafted by incredible artisans, and seeing it firsthand gave me a whole new appreciation for their craftsmanship. Now, I'm proud to lend my stamp of approval to my favorite Kohler cast iron products for their durability, beauty, and enduring style. Shop my curated picks at Kohler.com. As the Kohler Cast Iron Ambassador, I say, long live cast iron.